Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our shortwave notes this time with information as usual from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales. The IPS reports that current level of solar activity has again fallen. It's now down to 72, that's the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 8. Single digits, 8, and that's the lowest it's been for some time. It just means that high frequency propagation over long distances on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will not be very satisfactory in the immediate future. The present sunspot cycle, number 24, progresses, and it's not expected that this cycle will be complete until around 12 months from now. In the meantime, some shortwave station news and shortwave information. The International Radio for Disaster Relief, abbreviated as IRDR, information from the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which coordinates frequencies for international broadcasting, shows some interesting aspects of the disaster relief program. From its infancy since 1920s, shortwave radio has been associated with its potential of being a communication tool in emergencies. This use of shortwave radio is still very much present among amateur radio enthusiasts, for example, who discovered its long-distance properties early in the 20th century. Amateur radio provides a means of communication on short waves and other frequencies when all else fails. This role of amateur radio is well recognised, valued and appreciated both by the public and by the world institutions managing and regulating the use of the radio spectrum. In contrast, the huge technical potential of international shortwave broadcasting that operates transmitter facilities tens or 100 times more powerful than those of amateur radio remains almost unused in emergencies. At the moment, when local or even regional communication and information networks are needed most, they are destroyed or overloaded and the population suffers from an information blackout. Shortwave radio is capable of remaining the only source of reliable information. Although the life-saving role of radio broadcasting is widely recognised by the public, and confirmed by surveys conducted after recent disasters, particularly in the Caribbean area, and even acknowledged by world leaders, no concrete projects have ever been designed and no regulatory framework has been developed. That's why the HFCC, International Broadcasting Delivery, in cooperation with the Arab States and Asia Pacific Broadcasting Unions, are working on an international radio for disaster relief project that is based on the system of online coordination of frequencies managed by the HFCC in accordance with the international radio regulations. Frequencies have been allocated in each of the international or the major international shortwave bands, and they will be changed from season to season. The new transmission season actually starts at the end of October, that's this October, and we note that some of the frequencies in use or that will be used include 26010, that's in the 11 metre band, 24 hours, and other 24 hour frequencies include 11840, 13620, 15650, 17500, 18950, and 21840. Now those frequencies are at band edge of the major international bands. Some of those are allocated to the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican with 100 kilowatts, which can be used in times of international emergency. Now the channels adjacent to the frequencies are plus or minus 5 kilohertz, and the project will rely on the complete availability free of other services to enable satisfactory operation of the project free from interference. So that's a little bit of information about the HFCC's humanitarian aspects of HFCC activities through the International Radio for Disaster Relief, the IRDR. Now note too about the HFCC, the master schedule, the master public schedule for the new transmission season. That's the B17 season beginning 30th of October. That will be available on the HFCC website in the last 2 weeks of October. We also have some station news now concerning propagation and monitoring made here in Melbourne. 31 metre band, 9 megahertz, has been given quite good reception in our post-sunrise period. This is a summary of signals noted recently. Now many of these frequencies will be changed and the schedules will change when the new transmission season starts at the end of October. In the meantime, this is a summary of what was heard recently. 9350 English religious programming from WWCR. And 9380 All India Radio with the national program. 9430 China Radio International from Urumqi in French. And 9445 another frequency for All India Radio, this time the English service, and that's actually intended for Australia. 9475, the American religious station WTWW in English. And 9490, the Voice of America with its French language programs from Kuwait. And that service is also being carried on a new frequency of 9620, also from Kuwait. And that actually replaces 9860. China National Radio Network 1 on 9500 and China National Radio Network 2 on 9515 and the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh on 9555 and 9640, yet another China Radio International Frequency, this time from Kashi in China in Spanish. And 9655, Radio Algeria, from its relay at Issoudun in France, with the programs in Arabic. And 9665, China National Radio Network 5, in parallel with 9685, both in Chinese. And 9870, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, in Arabic. 9905, another frequency for All India Radio in English. and 9935, The Voice of Greece in Greek. And 9980, another frequency for WWCR in English for religious programming. And 9790, Radio France International from Issoudun in France, carrying French language programs. Programs from Japan. Several of these programs, they tend to be politically based broadcasts in Japanese, and some of those include the following. There's information from the Nagoya DX's circle. Nippon no Kaza, K-A-Z-E, 1330 to 1357, using 9950, 9900 and 9705. And 1500 to 1530, using 9975 and 9900. 1530 to 1600, using 9965, 9685 and 7330. And 1630 to 1700, operating on 7335. Now another service is known as Shigekatsu. 1300 to 1400 on 6040, 1405 to 1435 on 6165, and 1600 to 1700 on 6090. And the third service is known as Fukusato no Katsu, Japanese. 1330 to 1357, using 9705. 9950 and 9900. 1430 to 1500 on 9960, 7450 and 9560. 1600 to 1630, using 9960, 9470 and 7335. And finally 1700 to 1730, using 6155. So those frequencies were allocated, or have been allocated or scheduled, for some of the Japanese language services from Japan, which are, tend to be politically based programs. And I think some of the frequencies actually broadcast in Korean and English at various times, but the predominant language is Japanese. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.